GOP Rep. Byrne, Kavanaugh saga shows how desperate Dems are, American people are not impressed. By Jeff Poore on September 19, 2019. During an appearance on Huntsville, Alabama radio WVNN on Wednesday, Representative Bradley Byrne, RL, a U.S. Senate candidate in Alabama, criticized his Democratic House of Representatives colleagues for rhetoric suggesting the impeachment of Supreme Court Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh's impeachment, and for House Judiciary Committee efforts to impeach President Donald Trump. The Alabama Republican called the Kavanaugh impeachment discussion a sign of desperation. This has already been thoroughly litigated when they took Judge Kavanaugh through that awful confirmation process, Byrne said. And now, because of a shoddy story from the New York Times, you have some of the Democratic presidential contenders in our Senator Doug Jones jump out and say, oh, we need to start looking at impeachment of Judge Kavanaugh. Then, of course, it all came out the New York Times story had some serious inaccuracies that they didn't report that they should have reported. They started backtracking. Some of the Democrats start backtracking. Dick Durbin, who is the number two Democrat in the Senate, said, get real, when somebody brought up impeachment to him. Now, Doug Jones is backtracking. Jones, the likely opponent for Byrne in the 2020 general election should Byrne secure the GOP nod, had said if Kavanaugh lied to the Senate Judiciary Committee during his confirmation hearings, impeachment could be a consideration. However, he later ruled out impeachment after the New York Times issued a clarification about the piece. You know, they're not going to impeach him, he continued. They're not even going to come close to it. But think of how quickly they jumped at this over an inaccurate press story. I think it shows how desperate they are, and the American people are not impressed with that, at all. Byrne also noted how the House Judiciary Committee hearings with former Trump campaign manager and 2020 New Hampshire U.S. Senate hopeful Corey Lewandowski were a bad look for House Democrats. I've been saying this for months now, this stuff isn't going anywhere, Byrne continued. But the American people are getting fed up with it. I'm watching Pelosi. I can tell she's worried this is going to hurt them in the elections next year. And I think it is. However, Byrne did not think that despite their early lack of success that Democrats would not stop there. Trust me, there is something more crazy coming next, he added. I can't predict what it is because it's crazy. But they've got some kind of crazy thing they're going to do next. And we'll watch them self-destruct over that. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.